Yet again, JLT tomorrow and Friday. We've been told there's only like 10 tickets left. So if you do want to see him, get him like literally right now. He's a mentalist. He's a magician. He's been on the biggest TV shows around the world. Keith Barry once again in studio. Guys, good morning.
Yeah, but never mind the big TV shows. I'm on the biggest show in the UAE.
It says here.
Thank you. Chris Fade Show.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
I'm
you.
Loving it.
Thanks. So... can we explain what just happened between during that song at least?
Well, I'll explain.
Okay, you go for it.
I just asked Pretty to think of a name, a place, a word, or a thing, anything in the world that if I guessed it, she'd be freaked out. And it's important for your listeners to know that when I said that to you, you didn't tell me this information. Yeah. And are you happy that at this moment in time, nobody in the world knows your thought right now except you?
Yeah.
You're happy, right?
Yes.
Okay, so here's the idea. I want you to... focus on me because I don't mean to make a connection with you right now, okay?
Yeah.
So let's do
this. Can I say something?
Yeah.
Can I say that Rossi and I have no idea. No one knows. We didn't even put this on a camera.
No.
We didn't
film
this process because we didn't want anyone to think that it was filmed and then shown
to
Keith.
I need to make the connection
right now.
So, because I need to do this real quick because normally this takes about 10 minutes, Chris. So I got to try this.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so here we go.
Okay.
So Pretty, look at me. Just focus on whatever it is, whatever your thought is. Just focus on it now for me, okay? All right. So look, I like the music. Here we go. So look at me. Focus on this. Yeah. All right. So I'm sensing that this thought has to do with the past as opposed to the present. Is that correct?
That would be correct.
I want you to imagine this thought, whatever it is, if you can picture this.
Yep.
Whatever you can. Okay. And interesting. I got that you're not alone. There's a lot of other people around. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes. I'm sensing there's a lot of other people around, predominantly female. Is that correct?
Yes,
mainly female. I'm interested. This is your thought. I can see it now. Okay, I'm also sensing is there a strict dress code associated with this?
Yes.
Okay, interesting. Good. Okay, this is from your past. I'm sensing though that you were 12, 13, 14 is what you're thinking of right now. Is that correct?
Yeah.
That kind of age bracket. Okay, look at me. Focus on this.
Yeah.
Oh, I got it right there. So look at me. Focus on this. I sense that you got in trouble in this area for one thing, that you were talking too much at one point. Is this making sense to you?
Yes.
And your exact thought is you're thinking of your high school, which would be Townsend Harris High School.
Is that it?
Are you kidding me?
Oh my god.
That's right. Nice. But look at me. So here's what I want you to do. Here's what I want you to do, actually.
Are you kidding me?
Was that it?
That's my high school, Townsend Harris.
How did you know that? It's not on your... because we see you keep...
No, but she could have thought of anything. But here's the thing. Look, so I want you to take this dice. So I need to warm up with you to make this connection, okay?
Okay, so Keith is just giving me a dice here. Here we go.
In the next segment, we'll do something else. But for now, just roll the die. Make sure it's different numbers come up. Just make sure it's not loaded. It's not a trick die.
There's six.
Go
okay,
again.
Let me roll it again. Five.
Five. Go again.
Two.
So different numbers. So here's the idea. I'm going to close my eyes. I'll look the other way, okay?
Yeah.
You're going to roll it, and then you're going to remember whatever number it lands on, and then cover it, okay?
So you're not going to look here.
I'll look the other way. I'll close my eyes,
okay,
roll
ready?
It, and remember whatever number it lands on.
All right.
Okay.
I've got it. You want me to cover it now?
Yeah, make sure it's covered so
it's
I can
covered.
Look at you.
It's covered.
Look at me. Just focus on the number.
Yeah.
No, leave it on the table so that we can show the camera what number it landed on. So roll it again this time, and then just leave it on the table and cover it on the table so that we can show the camera once we know what
it is.
So now I'm covering it. Hold on. I've covered the dice. Okay.
So you covered the dice. Look at me.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to ask you, is it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? Say no every time. My job is to figure out when you're lying, okay?
Jeez. I say no if it's not the number.
No, just
keep
saying no.
Just say no every time.
Just
okay, go.
No.
Okay, look at me. Every time. Is it a 1?
No.
Is it a 2?
No.
Is it a 3?
No.
Is it a 4?
No.
Is it a 5?
No.
Is it a 6?
No.
I don't know if the camera picked up on that or if you picked up on his eyes just dilated hugely when I said the number 4. Is it a 4?
Get out of here!
Yeah, it's a 4.
It's a 4.
Go again. Do it again. Roll it another time. Okay.
It's insane.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'm looking the other way.
Hold on.
Okay, look at me.
Yeah, I've just rolled the dice again. I'm thinking of the number, but I'm trying not to think of it. I'm going to think of a complete other number. Go.
Oh, interesting. Just by saying all of that, it's so interesting. You give it away straight away. You try to double back bluff me by rolling the same number again. It's a 4 again. Is that correct?
Get out of here.
Yeah, he's freaking out right now.
Keith Barry in studio, more with you next. I can't believe it.